The recorder's rolling. For the record, may I please have your name and title?
Yes, Kim Brashear, and I'm a LIHEAP processor at Green Hills Community Action Agency.
Kim, now, unfortunately, the Community Action Agency there, you have had a problem with funds, and we are right in the middle of winter, but could you tell us about what the problem is?
Yes, we, at the beginning of each season, the state gives us a set amount of money to help with shutoff notices or people that get low on propane. And once the money is gone, it's gone. Unfortunately, we can't help with those types of problems, but we are continuing processing regular one-time payment applications through March the 31st. And those payments come straight from Jeff City.
So your funds are depleted, per se, as far as you granting money to someone, but they can still apply for money from the state through your agency?
Yes, that is correct. We are accepting energy assistance applications through March the 31st, and those payments come straight from the state. It's just the emergency crisis monies that have been depleted, and we ran out of money last week on those.
So now this means that there's just a slight delay then for getting assistance as opposed to when you go straight to the agency. So you're just telling people that they need to give themselves a little more time to apply?
Correct.
And tell us, how do they go about this process? What is involved in applying for these grants through the state?
Okay, well, they would first have to fill out an application, and we have different locations throughout all 9 counties that we service. They can pick up an application, or they can also give us a call. We can mail one out to them, or they can go to our website, which is www.ghcaa.org, and they can print an application off of our website. They would need to fill it out and mail it in to us, and there's also a checklist with the applications of different things that they have to include with it.
Now, can they also apply at the offices itself, and where do they find that?
Yes, they can come straight to our office in Trenton, and our address is 1506 Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, and they can pick up an application. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 until noon and then 1 till 5. We are closed during the noon hour for lunch, but yes, they can come here and fill out the application also.
And, Kim, anybody that's listening that maybe wants to help the Green Hills Community Action Agency with this or any other assistance programs, can they also make donations?
Oh, yes. We always accept donations. And anytime we have several different programs here that each program accepts donations, like our LIHEAP, our heating assistance program, we have our weatherization program, we have women's health. We also have another where we go and rehab homes. We have a program that helps youth find jobs and develop job skills and also help people develop job skills. And also if they don't have their high school diploma, we'll help them sign up and to get their GED and things like that.
Well, Kim, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you have to share with our listeners?
Not at this time, but, you know, we are still here. We are still going strong, and we don't plan on going anywhere.
Well, thank you very much, Kim. We're glad to hear that.
Thank you, and have a good day.